Good afternoon. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. I need, in the process of starting to transfer, and I need to do, I guess, a TB test ASAP. If we could find it for today, that would be great.
I can try and take a look. Give me one moment so I can upload my system, okay?
Okay.
I'm just going to place on a brief hold.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. What is your zip code?
19530.
So I don't have anything for today. I do have something for, that's the 24th, which is Saturday.
No, that's because we're in a snowstorm. I don't have to go. I can go in Allentown, which is 18104.
18104. Let me see. I only have for tomorrow. There is a lab court for tomorrow at 8:30, 8:45, 2 or 2:15. Oh, but that's in Bethlehem. I don't know how far that is from Bethlehem.
Yeah, that's fine. Is the system, is there any way, I'll drive. It doesn't matter because I need this as soon as possible. Is there anything we can find for today, anywhere? Doesn't matter.
I only work with some AFC clinics that can see you today, but there, most of the locations that I have are in Philadelphia. Let me see.
Okay, so that's too far.
There is, are you near Wincote, PA, or Conshohocken, or Kenneth Square?
Let me see. What'd you say?
Wincote?
Okay.
There's Wincote, PA, Conshohocken, PA.
Yeah, that's like, that's 60 miles.
I mean, unless you want to go to like an urgent care clinic that's close to you, you can walk in, but I won't be able to like schedule you an appointment for that.
But will it be covered?
So you would have to pay for it out of pocket at first, and then we can cover up to $90 of the test.
Okay. And I could do that at any walk-in.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
For an urgent care, yes. And just try to get the blood work done. But try to see if you can find out the cost first, because I do know that some urgent cares cost like over $100, $150, and we won't be able to cover it.
Right. All right, let's go back to doing it tomorrow.
Okay. So tomorrow I have the Bethlehem location LabCorp. And I have at 8:30, 8:45, a 2 or a 2:15 appointment.
Can we do 2?
Okay. What is your name?
Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y. And the last name is Zambuto, Z-A-M-B-U-T-O.
All right, I'm sorry. Your last name was Z like zebra, A, M, B like boy, U like umbrella, T like Tom, O like Oscar?
Yes.
Okay. What's your email?
MEMEZAMBUTO@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay, what is your date of birth?
5/13/74.
What is your home address?
530 College Boulevard, Kutztown, PA, 19530.
And the number you're calling me is your phone number, 484-792-3588?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So I'll send you the confirmation shortly via text. Make sure that when you go tomorrow, you bring in your ID with you and show them the confirmation slip. And then everything should be paid for. You don't have to cover anything. And then once you finish, just send me a text message that you finished the exam, and then we just wait for the results to come back. It'll take about 2 to 3 business days.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Did Sandy, did Ruth go over the onboarding requirements with you as well to get you started?
Well, she sent some onboarding requirement, application link, competency test, direct deposit, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, perfect. Did you send in your IDs already?
I'm going to do that now.
Okay, you can text it over to me if you'd like. We need the picture of either a driver's license or a state ID and your social, okay?
Right.
Now,
sent a link. Huh?
I'm sorry, what did you
I'm
say?
I'm sorry? I'm saying she sent a link. Jasmine or the other girl sent a link to put all the information.
W4.
No, it says onboarding requirements link. Direct deposit link, competency test link, and the I-9 link.
Yes, that's fine. Yeah, you can upload it there. I do need to submit a background check report on you. Are you comfortable with providing me your social over the phone, or I can just wait till you submit your IDs to run it?
No, it's fine.
All right. What is your social?
So 157-68-5095.
Perfect. Okay, so I'll go ahead and run the report right now, and I'll keep you posted once I get the results in. Once you take care of your TB test. Oh, have you been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
Yes.
Perfect. So we're going to need a 2-year residency proof. So do you keep your old expired IDs with you?
I do. That's what I have. It's from 2017.
Okay, all right, perfect. Just take a picture, and you can upload it to your I-9 form, or you can just send it to me via text, whatever's easier for you.
So when you say send it to you via text, what number?
It's going to be 267.
Yeah.
551.
Yeah.
7422.
7422, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm going to be sending you the confirmation for your appointment, so you'll have my number there as well, okay?
Okay, so then I will send you the IDs through there as well.
All right, sounds great, Sandy. So we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay. All right, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. If you have any questions on any of the requirements, you can give me a call. I'm here until 3:30, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye.